A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with me. neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 25th day of July, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Quick reminder, I will be speaking in Springfield, Missouri. This will be a Preppers Expo, August 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday, at the Hilton Doubletree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Before we get to our guest and caller on hold, prepper tip of the day. This came from my team sergeant in Special Forces, and here's what he told me. He says, Moore, you take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Words to live by. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. I recall reading Carlos Hathcock's autobiography, and Carlos Hathcock was the Marine sniper in Vietnam with the most confirmed kills. He would go out on a 3-day operation by himself with very limited provisions, limited water, limited food, living under very harsh conditions those 3 days, 4 days, whatever it might be. And when he would come back, what was the first thing he would do? Take a hot shower? No. Eat? No. He cleaned his rifle. That's the very first thing he did, was clean his rifle when he got back. Then he'd take a hot shower, then he would shave, and then he would get something to eat. So that way I found that to be very impressive. We have our usual Friday morning guest waiting patiently in the green room, Ms. Ann Morrison. And Ann, I know you're listening. Ann is an engineer and Ann is a scientist. And Ann, before we start our dialogue, you and I, we have a gentleman who needs to make a special announcement, Mr. Shannon McGauley. Shannon is the head of the Texas Minutemen. And there are some things going on down here he's looking to get some help with. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Real good.
Well, basically the gist of it is I'm getting calls from landowners asking for help because they're being overrun by the tsunami that's coming over our southern border.
A tsunami of people, not water.
That's true. The last average was about 400 being children, so you can add that up at 800 times 30 times 12, and that's just in that one region coming over every day.
1,200 per day, and how many miles of border are we talking about for this region?
Almost 2,000 between here and California.
Okay, all right. Well, that adds up pretty quick, doesn't it? Now, if a person wanted to help out the Texas Minutemen, how would they go about doing that, Shannon?
We need to volunteer their time by going to the website, txminutemen or minuteman.org, and they can register to volunteer to help the landowners on the border.
And tell us what kind of people you're looking for, what kind of training, what kind of equipment they should have.
Binoculars, video cameras, FRS or GMRS radios, or ham radio, of course.
Camping equipment?
Of course, camping equipment, and a lot of times there's facilities on the property, but it's always best to have camping equipment.
No assumptions. They need to be prepared to take care of preparing meals, sanitation in the field, cleaning themselves up, making sure that waste products are disposed of properly. The Texas Minutemen will be providing some help in getting them all squared away, won't they?
Yes, we have a list on the website on what they probably need to bring, plus we can assist them out in the field.
Outstanding. Well, this is a good heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help secure our southern border by being, I guess, the modern equivalent of the World War II Coast Watchers, where we had these guys out on islands watching for Japanese shipping. Instead of on a South Pacific island, you'd be on the United States-Mexican border with binoculars, way to provide shade, because many of those areas don't have any trees, do they?
No, it's pretty flat land.
Pretty flat land with limited trees. So some kind of way to make shade and take care of field conditions and report back your findings with radios to the proper authorities.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great, Shannon, and let's talk privately maybe next Monday and get an update on where we stand.
Okay, sure will.
Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. I know you're paying attention to a number of different things, and tell us what's high on your list today. Good morning.
Well, I think what we just heard is high on my list. I was going to say that, the oath keepers, they say,